Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. Some of you have felt that the room is different. Just in walking in here, and you'd be right. A few hours ago, I asked you for tolerance. I ask you to open your mind for the possibility that you were more than it seems. Now you've come to this place, the final message, where you can make some decisions if you wish. And the only decision that I ask you for this night is the one that would say, there is something more that I look at. Easy. There's no commitment here, dear ones, to discover what is inside. There is no commitment. There is simply the intent to go further, and the body sees this and starts to cooperate. This is mastery. It is the way of it. It is what we have said before. Dear ones, the room is alive with energy, for there are entities here, if you want to call them entities, angelic beings, if you want to call them that. I call them family. You really don't know what you don't know. You identify things in nature, and you want to singularize them and count them the devas, the elves. The truth is they are energy that is divine. It shows itself to humans differently depending upon what the humans wish to see. It's a benevolent energy. All that is nature is benevolent to humanity. Believe it or not, there is nothing in nature that desires to hurt a human. When you walk into the forest and into the woods, you climb the mountain, what you feel is the creative source. Bring that here, in this room right now, so it can shine upon you and congratulate the human being at this time on earth. But that is what we are doing. We give you messages, and some of them are strong. And we've given in the past so many, almost pleading you to look around and see who you are. This is a message that is similar. I want you to start connecting the dots of your age. The age that is upon you, coming to you, that is after the precession of the equinoxes. The things that happen that I speak of are slow. But all of humanity has progressed in this fashion, generation after generation. Suddenly, you're in a new kind of energy that allows, literally, for you to move past the idea that you have to die and come back to have wisdom that you've earned. You can capture it while you're here, literally. The ascension process that you have heard about all of your lives is the human being changing so much, you're actually in another life without dying. Awareness of self, transformation of your biology, becoming another person. This has been sought after by so many and is so available. There are so many spiritual beliefs that you can turn to, and it sounds so familiar. It's all the same. Find the master inside. And don't be surprised if it's you. We have spoken of this earth in a way that says things are changing. 2015 shows itself on the horizon as what we call year number two. We use these words, shows itself on the horizon like the sun does when it rises. A new day, a new energy, and things for you to think about. All that I'm going to say, we say in a way that's not just instructional. We celebrate everything that is happening on the planet. Dear ones, you've chosen to be an old soul in the awakening energy of this age, an age that the ancients spoke of. And in that, there are issues, and you know what I'm speaking of. The transformation of energies requires sacrifice and tolerance. And the sacrifice we speak of is the sacrifice that you would have of the old energy. Move through it. We have asked you not to despair on what you see on the planet, which is dark and which hurts your heart. We have told you to hold strong because the light eventually will win. I want to remind you of what we told you some years ago. If you were to pass this marker, that human nature itself would begin to shift. That those things which are dark and hiding would come out. I told you that there would be a final battle, not of humanity, but between dark and light. And you are absolutely seeing this right now. Can the evil get even more evil? And the answer is yes, and you will see it. And it will galvanize, cement, put together, epiphanize civilization to know what they want and what they don't want. The dark is ignorant. It does not see light. It does not see integrity. It does not see the planning. All it sees is itself, and in a way that it is ignorant of what it's doing. For in its desire to create the most fear it can imagine with the worst things that it can think of, it's going to create its own defeat. And that's what I want to talk about. Things are changing. It is changing everywhere, dear one. And just for these few moments, I want you to see a larger picture. There is such a thing as old energy and new energy. The old energy, dear ones, is what you grew up in. Business as usual. I don't think I have to explain this. There are certain attributes of human nature you say will never change. And you see them everywhere around you in large organizations. The way of it, you say. This is changing, and we've told you in the past it is. So we're going to start with this. Have you seen any odd things, sudden shifts in world leadership? Are you able to identify old energy versus new? Has anything happened that surprises you? Have any of the types of coalitions, some coming apart and some coming together, that would change things? And you've seen them and you can't even understand why. What you are seeing right now in world leadership is the beginning of a new kind of consciousness, and it clashes with itself. When you have many cultures on the planet having their own histories, moving from an old energy to a new energy, some will be faster than others. And in the process, you will see these kinds of clashes. Now, I'm not going to name them, but you can see them on the news. There are those who are starting to understand the oneness of all. And yet, at the same time, there are some leaders who are trying to revert to the old ways in hopes that they will keep their power. And the reason is because they are uncomfortable working in the light. You're going to see more and more of this. World leadership is shifting. It's interesting because the alliances that you have expected and have seen in the past are very old. Ever since the end, perhaps, of the Cold War, when I arrived, there has been one kind of energy and one kind of alliance, and it's starting to move away. Do not despair if you see things you don't understand. Do not see change and equate it with defeat. Do not see change and equate it with confusion. Actually, it's solution happening slowly in ways you don't expect. Congratulations, human being. The changes we told you might happen are happening. It's going to shape your politics, you know. It's going to shape those countries you can visit and cannot visit, you know. Things are shifting like they never have before. Indeed, there is no reason at the moment that is political that would allow you free trade or visitation of Cuba. What is the reasoning for it? For the men are still alive. There are those who would say they had to pass for these things to happen, and they're starting to happen anyway. There are reactions to those who don't want them to happen because they want things to stay old. And they do not want that new energy to come. The idea is it will ruin a culture. Oh, it'll change it. You'll see. But families deserve to be with families. This, dear ones, is happening at a time when I told you it could. And if you might remember the prediction, it was there. Before its time, there was no special election that would cause it. There was no death that would cause it. It happened because it was time. This is a new energy. Shocking things may take place. Another prediction in the future, not a prediction because I am a fortune teller, because there are things happening you don't know about. Just the seeds are being planted. And some of you will see it in this lifetime, and you will know, I told you, it's coming. And that is the reunification of North and South Korea. It makes sense, does it not? In a time when the integrity is starting to shift on this planet, that families would want to be with families. In the natural way that they deserve to be, with compassion and love instead of division and hate and drama. When the old meets the new, the old will lose. And you're going to see it all over the planet, some faster, some not, and some with resistance, and some not. Congratulations. The difficulty of the planet and all the things you're experiencing is because of what you've done. Did you notice the entertainment industry is starting to shift? It is starting to find out what humanity wants. Very, very slowly, the industry itself will begin to morph out of what it believes is human nature and more into that which is beautiful. You're going to see fewer films like there have been in the past, that what we will call doomsday films, the theme of Earth in trouble, the theme of the Earth having gone through nuclear war. It didn't. It's not going to. And it's going to fall on the floor. No one's going to want to go to those films. There are still those in the industry who are stuck in the old energy, and you will see it by their works. And people won't like it. That's when you know there's been a shift on the planet, when you start to see what you watch change. My partner has brought it up, a new kind of entertainment that has not been present for 30 years. And that would be this, that you have selective television. No longer will you have to watch what is given to you, but you now have a choice of what you want. This is a new paradigm. And it has been created by something also that I predicted would shift humanity. When everyone can talk to everyone, there can be no more secrets. This is what you're beginning to see in a big way. And we're going to speak of that even more in a moment. Start connecting the dots. Human nature is beginning to shift. Very slowly, you can tell. In high places, in low places, there are things to look at. Congratulations for this shift, human. You sit in the chair. Can you feel loved? If you could see what I know on the other planets that have crossed this marker, what they have become, what it's like to be able to travel to any country, and you see them helping one another with their resources. You see inventions to bring them health and fresh water. You see new kinds of science that wipes away diseases that you've had for hundreds of years. It's on its way. Too slow for many. Do not despair at those who are in trouble, for when they come back, they have another chance. If you could see what I've seen, what I know, dear ones, there is so much potential in where this civilization called humanity will eventually go. And in this time, right now, you are crossing the bridge. And in that bridge, there is confusion. And there is so much to sort out for yourself, for you to know what is correct and not correct. Let me tell you, the light is correct. And the things that you fear, I want to tell you, dear ones, the things that you fear, the fear has been manufactured so you'd fear. Once you fear, they won. And we have said this in the past. Look at things differently, with maturity, knowing that it's transition and not the end. We said it before. You're going to see it. Tolerance. It is starting to move. One of the things that is going to galvanize, cement, put together more tolerance is the darkness and the evil on the earth. Again, we will tell you that which is dark and evil is not mature, it is not smart, it is not intelligent, and it's creating its own demise. You're going to see alliances that are spiritual come together to fight a common enemy. Do not be shocked someday when the Muslim and the Jew are in the same place fighting the same enemy. Dear ones, it's inevitable. Bringing former enemies together to fight a larger enemy is something that is possible in the future. put the dots together, can you see why the blackest and most evil thing on this planet that is occurring at the moment and is the most frightening may actually be the transition the planet wants? It pulls together unlikely partners, and they stay together. They start to meet each other's families. They start to listen to the history. That's happening. Watch for it. Connect the dots and celebrate something you didn't expect. No one expected the youth of this planet to do what it's done. It's not going to be about future generations, dear ones. It's the ones who are here. For they have put together and literally invented by themselves social networking. A big word, one that we predicted, and for the first time in human history, an entire group that is young has its own identity and can speak to its own peers. That has never been the case before. Small groups after school, perhaps a phone call or letters, but never like this. And what they are collectively deciding, and you may not even know this, is they're not going to be like you. It's not subtle. They've come to a conclusion that they can walk a walk which is different than what they see. It is common for youth to be idealistic. They're going to change the world when they're 19. This is common. What is uncommon is that this group will. And the reasoning is because they come in with a different kind of consciousness. One that will not follow the leader any longer. For they have a mind which is more solid than yours was at their age. In certain ways, they have an integrity of purpose that you did not. They are wise beyond their years, and their children will be even wiser than they. Human evolution is starting. It is new. It is confusing. It's not perfect. I have a message for the young people. All those who listen to me, I am ageless. I am young. I am old. I am all that ever was, as you are. There is no time where I am. And yet the wisdom that is occurring in the youth should not be impatient. Here is my message, and it's a message that I ask adults to pass to the young people. In the best way I can, I say to the youth, think big, think beautiful and wild things like peace on earth, think as big as you wish. But at the same time, play the old energy game with a smile. Because you eventually will be the game. Do not become impatient. Watch and then change. It makes sense. All of the things that you see that you do not like, observe so that you can change them. It is the wrong time to try to change them now. Wait. Your time will arrive, and when it does, there will be an energy that will be placed upon you that will push you to the front. And the integrity that you want for this planet will be yours. That's the message. That's world events. That's the youth of the planet. That's so many things. What about you? What about individuals? This is a harder message. We have tried to give it to you so many times in so many ways. We said to you, there's a new normal. And we said, expect change. We told you that nothing is going to go back the way it was. Nothing. Even those of you who are waiting for health and situations to correct themselves, it's not going to correct itself. It's going to solve and be different. This is what you deserve as the old soul. You deserve the shift that you waited for. Don't expect to return to the way it was. This is hard for a human being. For everything in you wants things to remain a certain way and you're comfortable. So here is the challenge. No matter what your age, find the new comfortable. What does it mean? Many of you are feeling unsettled. It's the best word I have. It's just not right. They have a phrase that you're waiting for something to drop. And that is how you feel. You're not centered, you'd say. Perhaps you're uncomfortable, you'd say. And when friends ask, well, what is it? And you say, I don't know. It's just different. Can I say it? Are you ready? This may be the new normal. Can you exist in an unsettled state and make it a settled state? And the answer is yes. But it's difficult. It's not the way it was. What if the unsettled state isn't unsettled at all? What if it's simply the new normal? It's a place that is not old energy. It's a place where you're always ready to move, where shift can happen at any time, and you're all right with it. Therefore, it's not anchored in the rock like it used to be, where it won't move, and that's where you want to be. We want you to move. Therefore, you're not going to be anchored in the rock. You're going to be in a place where it is okay to be here or be there mentally, spiritually, in order to grow. I just wanted you to think about that. What's your intuition in all these things? Innate is going to start growing in your body. Innate is the smart body. It's going to grow in ways that wants to connect to your consciousness. It's time. It's going to start now and not going to wait until you come back. Now, part of your body wants to get a hold of you. And it only has one way. Pay attention, because this is going to make sense to about 13 of you in the room. Innate only has one way to get your attention. Being uncomfortable and pain. It's time to look. I want you to decode why this is happening. There are reasons in your life for all of the things you're experiencing, and many times innate is knocking on the door in order to break through and connect finally to you. And you will have an awareness and an awakening, literally, that will save your life. It's the new way of things. If you want to live a longer life, innate is going to have to be able to meld consciously with you so you'll know what to do. Now, some of you have already experienced this. You know what the signs are? You've decided to change what you eat. I'm talking to some people here. It's different from the way you grew up. And it's not a diet. It's a shift of your eating. And that came directly from, guess where? Innate. Finally, the cellular structure in your body is saying, don't eat this way. And is giving you choices of things you never wanted to eat before. Now you're starting to shift. Look around. Would this be tasty? Would this be nice? Some of you have gone completely opposite of the way your parents raised you. That's innate. It goes further than this. It's in all parts of life. Eventually, this is the best one. Eventually, dear ones, when you return and you have an innate which is connected to your consciousness, it will tell you who the best partner is. Won't that be good? No more testing. And having a situation where it didn't work and testing again. No, the innate will say, it's not about selection of the fittest. It's about integrity. It's about spiritual consciousness and togetherness and joy. And innate, and you'll know it. Oh, you'll know it. That's just a few. There are more. Dear ones, the dots are starting to be connected in old souls. Why you're here, what you're here for, to hold the energy and develop compassion for this planet. That's what you're doing. If you want to write a book, go ahead. If you want to be a healer, go ahead. But most of you are here to hold the energy as an old soul. And you won't even know what you're doing. You don't know what you don't know. There is an energy that is invisible that is all over you that says, I've been there and I've done that. And now I'm here to hold an energy so this planet will do what it's supposed to do. Everyday life, showing compassion for others, generates light. Life force. Some of you are feeling that life force itself is a bit drained. It feels different. I want to tell you, dear ones, that even what you consider life force is changing. If you are designed to live 600 years, and you are, and you're living 70 or 80, and you are, that then is what you expect your life force should feel like. Let me ask, do any of you know what a 600-year-old human life force feels like? Well, some of you will, and it's going to be uncomfortable. And you will complain that your life force has changed. I want you to expect change. Some of you are going to give this planet something it's never seen before. Extended life, not 600 years, not yet. But beyond your years. And this is going to happen through innate, a change of life force itself. Dear Kryon, what does it mean? How are we going to feel? I want you to only look at this. Love and compassion. The more you have, the more energy you will have, and more life force will start to cooperate with your cellular structure. Your cells are readjusting to what you ask them to do. Now, I have just given you a lineage of some of the problems of old souls right now on the planet. And typically, human nature, again, you will look at it and say, what is wrong with me? How many of you are a bit dizzy? Oh, you didn't know I knew? Did you expect that you would just go right through this shift and have a cellular readjustment without some discomfort. Literally, cellular shift, growing new kinds of cells instead of copies of old ones, will create disorienting. You're disoriented for just a little while, a year or so, or more. Is it worth it? Oh, yes. I want you to hang on. I want you to know that so much of what you're going through is actually good. It is developing light in an old body. You could be in your teens. You have an old body because you were born in the old energy. That's what I mean by old body. It's happening to humanity, especially the old souls. It's going to be confusing for leadership. They won't know really how to act sometimes. When I say some of the alliances are breaking down, there'll be actions and reactions between allies you didn't expect, old versus new. Dear ones, I want you to watch for it, and I want you to remember who told you it was here. Do not despair on the things that you see. It is the new energy. There will be more. I will talk about it as it happens. But the big word and the title of this entire message, yet again, is congratulations. You did it. Now, what are you going to do next? I want you to leave different. You'll go and have a meal. You'll have a nice social time. Some of you will, some of you will not. There will be a few here that this has hit in a way that you're just going to want to sit and think about it, because that's why you came. Spirit met you this day, eyeball to eyeball, and told you what you needed to hear. I know who you are. Congratulations. After your meal, after your social, tonight before you go to bed, raise your hand and say, thank you, Spirit, for your love for me. Feel the tingling of the answer that goes through your body, that is Spirit saying, I know you. Congratulations. And so it is.